You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Revelation, chapter 20, verse 1 to 3. Then I saw an angel coming down from heaven, having the key to the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. He laid hold of the dragon, that serpent of old, who is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years. And he cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal on him so that he should deceive the nations no more till the 1,000 years were finished. But after these things, he must be released for a little while. This scripture shows us that Satan is not the equal but opposite of God. Satan is not equal to God. Satan is not a threat to God. Sometimes people think Satan, that God is on one hand and that Satan on the other hand. God is powerful, Satan is powerful. That means equal but opposite. No, that's not what Satan is. It required only one angel, just one, to chain the devil. Only one angel. Look at the way the Bible put it. He lay hold of the dragon. He just came and grabbed him. Just one angel. He said, I saw an angel coming down from heaven. Just one angel from heaven is sufficient to lay hold of Satan. Brethren, we are sharing this so that in your mind and in your heart, you no longer begin to think that Satan is powerful or Satan is a threat to God. Satan is not a threat to God at all. In fact, there is nothing like that. There is nothing close to that. Just one angel, lay hold of the dragon. You see his name. His name is the dragon. That serpent of old, the same one that deceived Adam and Eve. That you call the devil or Satan and bound him for 1,000 years. He just chained him and bound him for 1,000 years and cast him into the bottomless pit. So Satan was continuously falling and he couldn't rise. Bottomless pit. And shut him up. You can imagine how the universe must be if somebody is free dropping for 1,000 years and he does not reach any bottom. He says, look at it. The Bible says, and shut him up. Just one angel. Shut up the devil. One angel. And set a seal on him so that he should deceive the nations no more. What is devil's specialization? Is deception. It's not power. It is deception. Today, the deception of Satan can be found nowhere else in greater height than in the church. But we don't know. Because the devil went to the garden to deceive Adam and Eve. That's where he performed his deception. Not on the earth, but in the garden. Today, there is a lot of deception in the church. Even preachers are deceived. They don't know. I've seen preachers that have been preaching for 40, 50 years who don't know that what they are preaching is not even scripture. I see a lot of young people preaching things today that have nothing to do with scriptures. But they are already calling themselves apostles. They are going everywhere. They are popular. They are being invited. They don't even know. That is where Satan works. But you think that Satan is the one that is flying at night, that will not allow you to have money, that will not allow you to have this. You think that's where you see Satan. But Satan works by deception. So the Bible says he was bound, but after this, he must be released for a little while. After 1,000 years, the devil will be released. As soon as he's released, you think that after 1,000 years, he should have a change of heart. But after that 1,000 years, the devil will again deceive the entire world. He will gather forces against Jesus Christ. And finally, he is going to be cast into the lake of fire. I pray that you will highly exalt the Lord in your heart in the name of Jesus. You can reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone www.occupy.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.